Day 4. In the mirror. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? What words come into your mind? If you spoke these words to a friend, would they still be your friend? God created human beings in his own image. Genesis 1:27. You have the image of the divine in you. His goodness, beauty, compassion, and creativity stamped into the core of your very DNA. And how does this line up with what you think about yourself? What you call yourself? Maybe like me, you are too used to identifying as a sinner, too used to feeling not good enough or making mistakes, that you have forgotten your original design. We see our own darkness better than anyone, and it runs deep. All the ways we mess up, don't measure up, or let ourselves or others down. But we forget that his image runs deeper. And we forget so quickly that he has restored us back to himself, back to his original design in that garden. The original glory, he said, was very good. Consider this. The God who spoke the cosmos to life suddenly gave up his words. He became a babbling, helpless baby and was born into our broken world. He entered the creation he had once formed, giving it all up for his most prized and beloved of all creation, you. Paul says that we are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory. Did you catch that? Increasing glory, meaning there is already glory in us. He is still making us in his image. He started at the beginning and he is still going. Nothing will stop what God puts into motion. So maybe it's time to lay your images of self down and take Jesus at his word. Maybe it's time to lay your definition of self down and ask the one who created you. Maybe it's time to choose to live into what he sees in you. The indelible image he stamped in your core cannot be removed. Not even if you tried. And no matter what you do, it doesn't change the truth that you are made of goodness and beauty, compassion and creativity, a gift to the world.